But first, today on Capitol Hill, a Senate hearing looked into ending the practice overseas of child marriage. But what wasn't examined, thousands of American girls and women here in the United States who are forced into marriage every year. In the first of two parts, special correspondent Gail Zamok-Lamon reports.
For Nina Van Harn, raising her children today is a radical departure from her own upbringing.
My childhood was part magical and part complicated.
She was raised in rural Michigan on a 40-acre farm in a tight-knit community that practiced a conservative form of evangelical Christianity. Its members largely kept to themselves, more Little House on the Prairie than modern-day America. Growing up, she always knew one day was coming. She recorded its arrival in her diary.
Dear Kit, that was the name of the girl in the journal, you will never guess what happened today. This morning after breakfast, Papa sat Naomi and I down at the kitchen table and nailed us both with a load of bricks. He believes he found husbands for both of us.
Van Harn had turned 19. She was legally an adult. There was no gun to her head, no chains around her wrists. But because of lifelong pressures from her family and her upbringing, she considers herself one of thousands of American women and girls forced into marriage each year.
I knew that I wasn't going to say no. I didn't think consciously in my head, I'm being forced.